Now, inhale through your nose and exhale through your mouth. And repeat again. One more time.
Three, two, one.
Hello, everybody. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
Welcome to our fifth episode of the podcast. Whoa, that's crazy, yo.
Wow, time flies.
Right. Hi, Bianca. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tomas?
Well, I'm great. And even better now because your birthday is coming soon, baby.
Oh, yay! My God. Yes. My birthday. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna be 25.
You're a quarter of a century old.
I know. I've been saying that all month long.
I'm not too far behind. My birthday's in November, and I'm already like thinking about that. But you know what? There is no reason to dread anything. It's a celebration of life, and I am so happy for everything that you are, and I celebrate you today. Even though we're recording the podcast a few days before we posted, Bianca's actual birthday is the day that we post this podcast, meaning Tuesday. So it's great. So this is kind of like a celebration of Bianca's birthday with the release of this episode, and I'm really happy.
Oh my God, you're so sweet, and thank you so much for being my friend all these years. Like, I value so much our friendship.
Of course, we've been holding each other down, and we'll keep doing that, right?
Yes. As you guys may notice, Juanita's not with us today.
Juanita.
Well, we miss her a lot.
I miss Juanita. Yeah, she definitely had to take a little break, and that's completely valid. We all need those. But yeah, she'll be back soon enough to share her insights in whatever topic we may discuss.
Yes.
Another reason to celebrate. Oh my gosh. Today we are celebrating left and right because today marks an official month since the first episode was released.
Woo!
That's crazy.
Awesome.
That's like I'm so happy. That's like celebrating the life of the podcast as well, you know? Like, yes. A little month. What was it called? A month anniversary. That's what like couples celebrate.
Yeah, that's what couples say.
So yeah, okay. So happy month anniversary to the Gargoyles as well, to us.
Yes, and thank you guys so much for keep listening to us, keep supporting us. We're here for you and listening to you and what you have to offer us and what we have to offer to you.
Yes, I love this back and forward dynamic. I'm very thankful to everybody who has collaborated to this beautiful project, to all the guests, to all the listeners, to all the people who make suggestions. You're all very valuable to us. We are just excited to keep this journey moving with everybody and see where it takes us, right?
Yes, definitely. So in today's topic, which is a great topic, I will say, we're gonna talk about self-care.
Yes.
And self-care, you know, it's a very important thing for every individual. I mean, everybody's supposed to take care of themselves and like find comfortability with oneself, but not everybody knows what self-care means.
Yeah, exactly. That's the main thing that probably some of the people listening to us is like, oh yeah, self-care, but low-key, I don't even know what that is. So what is self-care exactly?
So self-care, it is taking care of yourself, like mentally, physically, emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
It is finding your common ground, knowing that what do you want, what do you need, and sometimes it's okay if you need to take time for yourself to find, you know, where do you feel comfortable and how you can move forward from there.
Yes, that's pretty much what self-care self-care entails. And it might seem very basic, very common sense, but surprising enough, many of us don't practice it or have a really hard time doing so. We often forget, we get caught up with the things of the daily tasks, the daily routines, and we forget that the most important thing is our safety and our health, and we should always strive to put that first, you know, even if capitalism doesn't let you, you know, you still gotta fight for it. You still gotta fight for yourself.
Yes. And people, like, there's many ways of, like, taking care of yourself. Some people might find that, oh, I take care of myself every day by taking a shower, you know, doing my hair, doing my personal stuff, but self-care goes beyond that.
Yeah. I'm gonna say I do think that anything and everything, if it drives a better lifestyle, or if it gives you any kind of peace of mind, it can be a self-care activity. For example, right now I'm sitting here. I was a little tired, so before this podcast, I made myself some coffee, and now I'm drinking coffee as we speak. And, you know, that's a little practice of self-care right there, instead of coming here all muted or down, you know, sleepy. I'm like, you know what? A little self-care for myself, so I can give the energy that is needed.
Of course. And sometimes, like, you may feel that, I don't know, one day you want to treat yourself with some chocolate, like shopping, something that you like. That's self-care too, you know, because it's something that you want yourself to make, yourself happy, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's actually something that we can discuss a little further, actually, because now that we're talking about self-care properly, and we already discussed that maybe not everybody might know everything of what it means exactly, let's also talk about what it doesn't mean. And even though we have said, you know, like, go shopping, go entertain yourself, that might sound like a little bit of self-indulgence, but let's make it clear that self-care is not necessarily or specifically indulgence, which is very interesting. What is self-care, you may ask, if it's not indulgence? Like, everything, all of the examples that you have mentioned so far, guys, that's indulgence. Don't tell me it's not. Whoa. Self-care includes making mindful changes in patterns of thoughts and behaviors that do not contribute to your well-being. So we gotta counterbalance the stuff. For example, Bianca mentioned, oh yeah, self-care might mean just taking a day off and going shopping. But if you are a shopaholic, maybe that's not the best practice for you, because
maybe you need to, like, in self-care, this is what self-care comes into play too. If you're a shopaholic, you can change your mind, your way of thinking, and be, for example, I don't need this. I have already this at home. I can get it later if I still need it. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's way of changing your behavior and trying to make a balance, because self-care is all about balance, trying to make good with yourself, but also with your lifestyle and everybody else surrounding you.
Yeah, very important. We all have burdens. We all have the so-called shadow self. People who... Ooh. What is the shadow self? People who follow the horoscope or people who study psychology? Don't disregard it. It's also a psychology term, in case you don't believe in astrology.
Yes.
But the shadow self is basically what we've been mentioning. It's just like those aspects of yourself, those energies that you carry that are not the most healthy for your well-being. You know what I mean? So definitely correcting those behaviors also means getting to know them, because sometimes we just go, you know, we go live our lives, our daily lives. We get caught up in our daily routines, in work, taking care of our kids, or just even the aspect of relaxing. To take our mind off of things. But it is really important that as practicing self-care comes attached, knowing what the issues that you are dealing with that need to be tackled, you know, what those issues are, what your shadow self is. What is your shadow self? Let's just define shadow self real quick.
Yes. Well, the shadow self is basically that little... You know, I always try to compare it to those little minion selves that you have in, on your shoulders saying, yes, do it, no, don't do it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like in the back of your mind telling you what's right or what's wrong or what you can do and what you cannot do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good point that you make, Tomas, because a lot of people, they find themselves, especially here in New York City, there's a lot of people that are busy with their jobs and they think that just because they have a time managed plan of what to do at what certain time, they often forget where to put themselves, like a time for themselves, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to understand that your body sometimes is trying to tell you something, because some of the reasons why people get sick when they go to work or whatever is because they are overworking themselves and they don't take time to take care of themselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Also, people in college, in schools, when you see them, like, really tired and everything, it's because they overwork themselves to get the grades that they want and they don't take a time to just relax and be, I need this time for myself. Because no, it's okay if you sleep your 8 hours, but that's still not enough. Like your mind needs to occupy itself to other things, to freeing things, to things that are not as difficult or hard, that doesn't require, you know, all the work that your mind puts throughout the day.
Mm-hmm. Of course, it is a component. Of course, good sleep, good exercise, those are definitely components, but those are not the key of the issue necessarily as well, you know? So that's basically
true.
What you're saying. Well, no, but it's basically, you know, adding to what you're saying, which is very true. It's an active practice that you need to do. Yes, if you are dealing specifically with lack of sleep, then work on getting that good sleep. But if you don't even think about it, then yes, keep going with your good sleep, but then look for the other areas where you're struggling, you know what I mean? And work on those.
Yes.
Well, good sleep alone won't fix it if lack of sleep is not an issue for you.
Definitely.
And there's definitely many ways. We all, everybody is human. At least the people who are listening to this podcast are, you know what I mean? And unless you know... we got some sociopaths and psychopaths listening to the podcast right now, which in that case, hi, welcome. You're part of the family as well. I know that you're struggling with your issues as well, you know.
But one thing about self-care is that a lot of people think that self-care is selfish. That making time for yourself, saying no to, like, not being with people or... You know, saying no to things that they don't want to do or whatever. Some people might find that as selfish.
Why is it not selfish? Because, as you said, some people might find that, but at least you and I, Bianca, and probably many of the listeners who are listening, they know that it is not selfish. So what is it, Bianca?
So basically the misconception of self-care being selfish is that people want to take time for themselves, to be alone, to go out, exercise, go to a park, do whatever, but by themselves. Some people might find this as selfish because, oh, you don't want to be with me, or you think you're better than me. Some people have like this type of mentality. But one thing is that we need to point out is that that actually helps with your energy, makes you more positive, makes you more open to things, and it doesn't make you frustrated when you are with other people and, you know, you're like in a different environment and you might find yourself like not pressured because you took that time for yourself. You know what I mean?
How are you gonna maintain good relationships with others if you don't have a good relationship with yourself?
That is true.
And exactly. And I feel that to have a good relationship with yourself, you gotta get to know yourself. That's where alone time comes to play. With alone time, you don't only get to rest, you don't only get to social distance or recover, you also...
But you get to reflect about your life, about your decisions, your actions.
Exactly.
Everything's
exactly
around
like
you.
That. Exactly. You got it. And that's really important in this process too, in the process of self-care. Of course, there is definitely different ways so that you can self-care. Some of them might involve group settings. We're not trying to say that self-care is strictly to be alone and separated from everybody. There is different ways that we can practice self-care, whether it is like if you want to, for example, exercise with a couple of your friends and you set up a schedule for that. And that's really good because then you got a support system and then you're working together for the betterment of each other. And that's very much self-care, which is goes back to the self-care, not necessarily being selfish. There is many ways you can practice self-care.
Definitely.
And, but obviously, I do want to make a little bit of an asterisk, if you may say. Bianca and I, at the end of the day, we're not experts. We have definitely done research on the topic. We have definitely experienced this topic in our personal lives, even before just planting the idea of talking about this in the podcast. We definitely have a lot of experience with it, but we are not experts. So obviously, we want you to be part of this conversation. We're having a conversation. We are not having here any kind of, this is the way A through Z, and there is no other way around it. If you have any kind of disagreement or any kind of questions about anything that we touched on or something that we maybe didn't dive as deep as we should have, definitely let us know. Because as we have said before in previous episodes, there is always time to go back to each and every topic that we talk about and dive a little bit deeper, take another aspect of it, pick a little bit more at the iceberg, you know? I wanted to make that little bit of an asterisk because at the end of the day, you can get advice from this person, you can get advice from Bianca, you can get advice from me, you can get advice from your mom, your dad, your best friend, your sibling.
Or even a therapist. And just so you know, people, don't be afraid.
That's where I was going.
That's
exactly what I was thinking. And thank you, Bianca. You can actually.
Because, in my personal opinion, I have gone to therapy and it has helped me tremendously. I started it.
Have you? I didn't know this, actually.
Yes, I started therapy in my junior year of college, like my last semester. And then I continued until I finished college. To me, it was a great experience because I would just go to the therapist and I would talk about my day, my feelings. Because, you know, college can be very, very stressful, especially dealing with everything like personal life, school, academic, friends and stuff like that.
Yes.
So, you know, I felt the need to talk to somebody out of the box because some people want to talk to other people, but they feel afraid to be judged. And that was my thing. Like, I didn't want to be judged if I say something or tell something to somebody. So I wanted to find somebody out of the box. And that's a therapist for me.
That's very powerful, Bianca, that you found the courage to seek the help that you needed. You know, I feel that some of us, and I'm including myself in this category, we deal with some stuff. For example, the stuff that I one of the biggest things that I struggle with is procrastination. And there are other issues that simply I do not have the power or the resources to fix by myself. And definitely professional help is something that can help, not erase the problem, because that's the thing, that's the other yeah. thing that people think that, oh yeah, a therapist is just gonna go and free me from every weight that
they're
have...
gonna tell you what to do,
right? And it is not like that. Therapists help you, definitely help you find the problem, find the root, but it's not even about finding the root of the problem.
Giving
I'm finding
a different perspective.
Exactly. It's not about, because for example, let's just put an example. This girl always gets into toxic relationships. Like her whole life, every relationship she's gotten with is every guy she's gotten with is super toxic. And then she finds the root of the problem. Okay, the root of the problem is that my father was really toxic to my mother, and those are the pattern behaviors that you know, my subconscious has adapted to find attractive. So the pattern behaviors that I find attractive now, right? Okay,
yeah.
Great. You found the root of the problem. So what? So exactly. the thing about therapy or use self-care in general and helping yourself get better is not finding the root of each problem that you have. Is after you find it, how can you work through it? How can you establish marks? How can you establish limits so you don't fall back into the same patterns, because you already know you have an issue with said problem, right?
Yes.
So, for example, in this case of this hypothetical girl who is always finding herself in toxic relationships, maybe surround yourself with a group system, support system that tells you like, hey girl, like that guy is not for you. You know, like get a little bit of advice, because you know that you struggle with it. Just knowing that the root of the issue is not gonna be enough to help you overcome it.
Yes, yes. And you gotta know that if you overcome this problem, you have to keep working on it. You cannot fall back. That's another misconception. Self-care is a one-time experience. It is not. It's something that is going to stay with you forever. It's something that you got to continue working on, because if you just stop because of you solved that problem or whatever situation you're going through in your life, then it's not going to work out for you in the future, because you just worked out that way, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You need to keep working on the process of making yourself better and, you know, becoming the person that you want to be. And even when you become the person that you want to be, you want to become more.
Yes, and definitely practice self-care. And in the different shapes that it comes, self-care is not a one-size-fits-all. And there are different aspects of self-care. Examine which aspects. You might be doing well in some of the aspects of your self-improvement, but then other might be weak points. Like, how is your emotional self-care? How is your practical self-care? How is your physical self-care? Oh, it's doing well, but what about the mental self-care? What about the social self-care? Remember, self-care is not only about being isolated. It can also be about finding group settings that contribute to your overall well-being. So how is your social self-care? How is your spiritual self-care? Ooh, that's... Mm-hmm. I love some spiritual growth. Definitely struggling with other aspects of self-care, but I love me some spiritual growth, honey.
Yes. I recommend doing yoga for the spiritual part.
Oh yeah.
I took yoga in my college years, and it was a great experience, honestly. I did it on yoga. It was so relaxing, and it does honestly do a great deal to your mind. I don't know, like after I left the room, after I was doing my yoga time, I felt like more relaxed, like I could do more, like I could work myself more and go with all the homework that I had to do for that day or the job that I had to do for that day. It's good. It's just about finding something that relaxes you, something that you can feel what you're feeling, hear what you're listening to, hearing to.
Yes.
And, you know, you gotta listen to your body because at the end of the day, it's your body. You are living your life.
Absolutely. I definitely been interested. I never practiced yoga myself, but something that I have been practicing a lot lately is meditation. And I have seen how some meditation contributes to your emotional, definitely mental and spiritual self-care. And yes. You know what? Let's actually do a little bit of meditation because I do know a lot of people in my life who have never actually tried meditation. So let's plug meditation. Let's put a plug on meditation. Yes. Surprise, motherfuckers, we're doing meditation right now. So it's really easy. We're just going to do like a little couple of minutes. I'm going to try to be a guide. I've never done guiding before, but it's 2 minutes. How bad can it get? Okay, so
let's try it.
Let's try it. Let's go for it. All right. So welcome, everybody, to this session of meditation. The first thing that I want you to do is just to find a place to sit down where you feel comfortable or relaxed. And let's start with the eyes open. And just take a couple of deep breaths, inhaling through the nose, exhaling through the mouth, inhaling through the nose. And as we exhale through the mouth, we can start closing our eyes. The first thing that I want us to practice is getting to feel our body from head to toe. Feel the weight, feel where your body is making contact with other parts of your body or with any hard surface around you. The pressure of the hands against the laps, or even the pressure of your feet against the ground. As you do that, try to maintain the breathing, but definitely putting a little more focus on the body. As we go down to the very end of our toes, now I want us to take a second to actually appreciate our surroundings. The sounds are not an obstacle. They're an addition to the meditation process. Let's listen to what our surroundings have to offer us today. Welcome them. They're part of the process. Our reality is part of the journey. And we need to accept it as it is. Now, one more time, let's bring our attention back to the breath, inhaling and exhaling a couple more times, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Whenever you're ready, let's open our eyes again. And as we open them, we can do a little bit of stretching, a little bit of looking around again. As all of the compositions, the sounds, the feel of your body, your breath, your mind, all in harmony. Take that as an energy to keep going with your day. I hope this helped. And done. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, I really hope I narrated. I mean, I the way I practice, I know that some people practice meditation without a guide. They use, which is great too. I don't, you know, use whatever works for you. The way I have practiced meditation is with a guide, and that has helped me at least in the beginning phases, because I'm very much a beginner still. To kind of get to know meditation and what it is about. And it has been great. So I recommend anybody who is remotely interested in meditation to definitely try to include it as a part of your daily routine. Yeah, just like the same way you wake up, brush your teeth, take a shower, just add meditation, throw meditation in there. And just like, for example, you have coffee to help you energize and keep going with your day, meditation can be a tool for that as well. So definitely give it a try. Okay, thank you.
Definitely.
Thank you,
Bianca. And like, try all the things that, you know, you might be a little skeptical to try, like yoga. I know a lot of people may not be flexible. They think yoga is all about flexibility and stuff, but you can find yourself relaxed and your body can do a lot of things if you are relaxed. Also, you can listen to music that relaxes you. I know jazz works for me when I want to relax myself. If you need to go on a walk, exercise, it's something, you know, something to occupy your mind, but not necessarily that you're gonna put a lot of work into.
Yes, absolutely. And with the yoga thing, I mean, if you're not good at stretching, then yoga will help you with that. And what's better than being a little, you know, stretchy, you know, a little box of surprises, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, and also if you want to take the advice of going to therapy, go ahead, give it a try. You may never know what you're gonna find and if you're gonna like it.
Absolutely.
In my opinion, I liked it. I want to try again. And, you know, because it's good to have somebody to listen to you and not being able to judge, and also give you a different perspective of what your problem is, what your situation is.
Mm-hmm. Let's now go a little bit deeper into other kind of misconceptions that self-care is, of what self-care is to some people. What do you have in mind, girl? What else have you heard, another misconception about self-care?
Something that I've heard of self-care is that, as I mentioned before, that people may think that it's time-consuming.
Big one.
But it's not, I mean, it's not time consuming. If you follow, like Thomas said, if you just throw one thing in your routine, then it's going to become part of your routine. And later on, you won't even think about, you know, oh, how hard was this to include into my plans today? Or, you know, like, you can start easy. You don't have to make these big changes in your life to do the self-care plan for yourself.
Yes.
You can start easy by, let's say, oh, today I'm going to start drinking more water. And you're going to feel yourself drinking more water as you go. Or let me try to sleep, go to bed early. And you go to bed early today, and then the next day it's going to work that way, you know? It's just one minor change. Like, it's called shifting. Let's say, like a shift. It's more of a gradual change more than a dramatic change. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I have to agree with you. I feel that self-care is definitely not a one-size-fits-all. Definitely, there are different ways of practicing self-care, and it doesn't have to be attached to any kind of specific time lapse. You know, it can be, as you said, as little as just going to bed early, or, you know, little things here and there. Definitely, you can shape it up to be a block, a big block of your time whenever you have free time. that's fine too. Same way as some people meditate for 2 minutes, some people meditate for half an hour. You know, there is definitely, just try to adjust it as the way that your lifestyle is already. And if you are not happy with your lifestyle, these little additions of self-care will definitely help you, change some aspects of it. Again, working through the issue, not just magically erasing it with a magic wand, because that's not how it works.
Exactly. And for example, if, like the example that you mentioned before about being in a toxic relationship or on a toxic friendship or having a situation back home, you can always try to just change a little bit by being with a friend or changing something about your life, like go on exercise to try divert your mind from the problem, even though you still have to work on your problem personally. And you know, with these little changes, you can find yourself that your life will change eventually. And even adding positivity to your life is self-care, you know?
Positivity. I love that word, positivity, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, and before, you know, let's already wrap this up. I do want to make a little bit of a last thought before we conclude the topic, but I do want to say that obviously mental health in general is not only a thing that everybody deals with, but there is also different types of mental health status, right? And the fact that something works for you doesn't mean that it works for me, doesn't mean that it works for Bianca, or the fact that it works for Bianca and I doesn't mean that it works for you. There are different kinds of mental health situations and problems that you may have that need a little bit of extra care or extra attention or extra time. But yes, trust me, whatever it is, whatever extra time it is, it's going to be valuable. It's going to be so worth it. So yeah, if you think that for your particular situation, yes, self-care means that it's going to be a little bit of time consumption, think about how worth the journey is going to be at the end. And yes, don't never grow complacent to a situation that is not good for you, you know? Bianca, do you want to wrap it up for us now?
Well, yes. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our podcast. I hope this episode helped you, you know, re-examine your life and find different ways to like change a little bit if you're not comfortable with it. And even if you're comfortable with it, you know, try new things. It doesn't hurt to try new things, and just always be comfortable with yourself. And self-care is not selfish. It's okay to say no to things. It's okay to take time for yourself, but it's also okay to socialize and be happy with one another.
Thank you Bianca for that reflection. That was great. This topic is so abundant. We can definitely come back to this. I want to definitely further the discussion with other people in a later episode. If you guys have any suggestions as well of any other topic that you want to hear about, anything and everything under the sun, we can talk about, absolutely. And or if there is any particular issues that are very, very relevant to the specific week, definitely bring it up to us. We can be a news channel every once in a while too.
Yes.
I do want to give a little bit of a shout out to one of the sources that definitely helped this whole process of the discussion. It's called the Depression Chronicles. That's their name on their Instagram and also their website. But they basically talk about how you can take care of yourself through the mental issues, mental struggles that you might be dealing with. They tackle many different kinds, many different avenues. It's really abundant, so I really recommend to check it out. Their Instagram handle is @the_depression_chronicles11. So yeah, go give them a follow. Bianca's social media, my social media are gonna be in, down in the description below. Go check us out. We are amazing as well.
Yay.
And with that, we are concluding this episode. Thank you everybody for listening.
Thank you everyone. Take care.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye.